Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, let's talk about toilets. It's one of our favorite subjects. How do you unclog a toilet? I've heard you say before several times that a plunger isn't really ideal. So what should someone do?
First, I'll say that a plunger is probably the most sanitary and clean way to unstop a toilet, if you can get it that way. So no, a plunger is not always the best mechanically, as far as the seal can be compromised if you use a plunger and it's not installed properly. That seal can be compromised. So that's the reason that we try to be careful with plungers, and especially where you have a toilet that's constantly stopping up and you're constantly using a plunger on it. That's kind of the red flag. You know, if you need to use a plunger, you know, once every few months or 6 months, you know, that's one thing and that's not causing that much damage. But if you're having to use the plunger every day or every week, you probably got something going on deeper that needs to be addressed. So there is such a thing as a toilet snake. It's a cable. It's a tool that you can use. You have to be very careful with that because it can scratch the porcelain in the bowl of the toilet. So generally, this is something that professionals use instead of plungers. There's the other thing that you can do is you can actually uninstall the toilet and take it up off the floor, take it outside, turn it upside down, and you can do it that way. But then this is the one that a lot of people don't like to talk about. But, you know, if you can see it in the bowl, you can probably get it and get it out before it goes down the trap of the toilet, before the problem is even worse. And so, you know, if something falls in a toilet, a toy or, you know, a foreign object of some sort, I would highly recommend get you some rubber gloves, get you something to get it out. Do not flush it down the toilet to see if it'll go down, because more than likely it's not going to go down. It's going to get stuck in the toilet and then you're going to have a larger problem.
So if someone gets to the point where the snake isn't working, is it probably best just to give you all a call and have you handle it?
Yes, you can definitely damage certain things if you're, you know, not experienced. So, you know, the plunger is the safest, easiest, most economical thing that you can do, most sanitary thing that you can do if you have a stopped up toilet. But anything else outside of there, other than getting you a pair of rubber gloves and getting something out of the toilet bowl, you know, it really needs to be left up to a professional.
All righty. So if you have any questions about how to unclog a toilet, or if you're at the point where you just need to call a professional, you can always reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air. That number is 540-483-9382.